But once in a while, you get beaten, not by a better horse. But all of that is irrelevant to what I'm saying. And I'll have horse people listening to me today who will try to twist what I'm saying. I'm talking about a principle of compassion that I'm illustrating. There are reasons why a business becomes incestuous, small-minded, and never grows. I'm trying to enthuse across the nation thousands of people to love the horse and get involved who haven't been in the industry. And my prayer is that some of the truly thinking people in the industry will hear the principle that I'm talking about. There are times that you mix a little compassion with your legalism. There are legalists in the religious world, and there are legalists in the horse world. And if it's so close, you have to call a work off. Then a little flag of encouragement could have gone to the person that took the terrifying fall. It didn't. And that's okay. Chris is tough, and we're tough. And if they think they're going to drive us out of the business, that's been tried by better people than any that are trying it in the horse business. But I am pointing out a principle. And that's why I refuse to teach a Christianity that creates a monastery that runs away from this stuff. You stick your chin out and stay in there and prove yourself, but there are a lot of ruthless people in this horse business. And it's a tough world, and there's no mercy, it seems. Though as we stay in it, maybe we'll be able to bring a little compassion that is long overdue into the industry. But you watch this work off, and you're going to see at the end, well, you watch it. Christine lost it. I wouldn't be making the remarks I'm making. Had it been a clear win, but it was even in the minds of the judge so close that it had to be a work-off, in the minds of a lot of us, no work-off was needed. Putting on it. But what is coming out more and more is when we win, we have to win twice. When we make a mistake, they quickly go the other way. Some of the judges that are, I think, a bit hard on us. Convinced that Pudding had won it without the work off.
Workout now required in our ladies' class. And again, 1286, 881, and 850 on the rail to your left at a park truck.
Now, when a work off starts, it cancels everything else out. The three horses in the work off now start over again to win or lose first, second, and third place.
Okay.
Look how bright forward she is. And see the ears pinned on that horse? Look at the ears. Now that's the one he's going to call the winner. Even that one's brighter. But look at Puddin. It's up and bright. And going forward without a falter. See, Puddin' act up, are you? And the judge was looking right at it. Look at the ears on this one. He either pinned, never wears the, we call that sour ears. Look at Puddin' bright ears and her knee movement. Jones once wanted to work for me. I hired Jack Nevitt instead.
All right, you may retire down to your left, please, for our presentation.
Johnny Jones is the judge, and he's entitled to his opinion. I love the horses in the business. People are people wherever you meet them, in church, TV evangelists, horse show judges. Watch this horse wear its ears. See how bright it is? Look at the way it wears its ears. Look at its nice fancy trot. Of course, Johnny's got a right to his opinion. Back that up. Back it up. Back it up. And then hold it for a minute just before that horse gets the announcement of the win. Now, I haven't done this on other losses. I haven't done this when I think judges have been wrong or right. That's opinion differences that occur. And by the time this program closes, it'll be through the whole horse world. Well, I don't think judges are God. I mean, you have no recourse against one man that plays God. I've got recourse. You know, in the Arab horse world, they have cameras that film the judges and a judge's evaluation committee. And it'll be through the whole world that I'm complaining about a call. The intelligent people know what I'm saying. That there was a principle that could be served of compassion. We're all in the business to get amateurs and new people to have the courage to go out there and go. Versus is an incestuous little world of trainers who take owners' money to pay them to take owners' horses and build their own ego by going out and riding as professionals. The industry is served by getting amateurs who will have the courage to go and ride these horses and spread the saddlebred world to the dimensions that the hunter world has been spread to. And the principle I'm saying is that if Chris and Pudding had come out and pinned their ears and hopped and hitched, they shouldn't win. Whether she fell in the hedge and the horse went down or not, she shouldn't win. If it's close, compassion would say every other rider in that ring, because there's another chance to come back in the stake, would understand that if it's a flip of the coin, that close, encourage the rider that got out of the traumatic fall and had the courage to go through the gate again, because it could be you next time that needs that kind of encouragement. That principle is right. That principle introduces some compassion. And I don't think I'm right, I know I'm right, and I feel sorry for the small-minded egomaniac that swells up like a toad and is too dense to understand that principle. That would be true if it was close. And if you could look at Chris and Pudding and look at the other horse and its rider and say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to make the decision. But this one wasn't even close. Let it roll and you watch close. I come back another night and win 20 times. Listen to the applause. Listen to the applause. Look at that, Brian. Listen to the applause all over the stands. A freezer right there. I said to Chris when it was over, I said, we've been in this business at Silver Oaks, and all of us, and I include the people that buy the art and all of us that have been enjoying the horses for 3 years. The first time in the 3 years that the audience was so overwhelmed by a horse that they applauded the horse and forgot who owned it was when Zeus came out at Cares. And they saw what a remarkable horse he was, and he's done the same thing, by the way, at Houston this week. He just overwhelmed them. I said to Chris, this is the first time I've seen it happen at Louisville when a judge pins a horse that's different than what the audience that are sophisticated horse people know should have been pinned. It's a terrifying thing to the first place winner to ride up and get the prize and have the crowd applaud the second place more than the first place. It makes you wonder, you know, did I do this right? And a compassionate, honest man, instead of swelling up like a toad and getting defensive and wanting to fight because you don't think he's God, which is what some judges do if you challenge them, would say, wait a minute, maybe something wrong here. Now, what I'm telling you is, first time I said to Chris that we've been around the horse world, that you now have the joyous experience of being second place and having the crowd applaud you more than the first place. And it had nothing to do. The crowd wasn't applauding because of the fall the previous night, because most of the crowd that were there didn't even know. It was a different horse. They didn't know. They weren't even there. You may have noticed the night that Reddy fell, it was a small crowd that night. This was a full house. But now roll it back to the first horse getting its prize, and we're just going to listen. You, the The horse people in the stands expressed their opinion after the judge had expressed his opinion. Now, I don't know what goes through Johnny Jones's mind. He's got a right to his opinion. I got a right to mine. He was king of his turf. I'm king of my turf. The way it goes. But I don't have to make a comment because the crowd made it. The principle I'm getting at is a simple principle, that the professionals and the trainers in the business had better start paying attention to the amateurs and the owners that need to be encouraged to stay in the business, or they're going to kill the goose that lays the golden egg that they sit on. And that's the principle that I'm making, and I don't intend to be any different in the horse world than I have everywhere else. I stand for principle. I always have. I don't salute and lie down. Kissing asteroids has not been my favorite posture. But when I speak out, there's a principle that is involved. And the principle is some compassion was lacking. Now, just maybe the judge, Johnny Jones, was so surrounded by so much horse flesh that he forgot about the crash the previous night. If he has that short of memory and attention span, then he is to be forgiven for being ignorant. But I still insist that compassion was the order of the day, and had they been even, compassion would have leaned the call toward the one that was showing courage and love of the business sufficient to go through that gate again with agony clawing at her gut. But I think the stands are going to let you know it wasn't even. So let's watch it again. Whether the sound is the same over the air as here, but it's as though somebody turned it up now. And I don't want anybody to get the idea that we're turning the sound up when Puddin comes out and leaving it down when this one comes out. You back it up and do it again. I mean, the applause meter is going to be fair. Not everything in this world is fair, but the applause meter is going to be fair.
Put it.
And come back to me. Now, I don't care whether anybody agrees with me or not. I know when I'm right. And I am right on the principle of compassion. The crowd thought I was right, that it wasn't even close. Wouldn't want it. But I'm saying, if she hadn't won it, then it was close. A little compassion was there. But it's a cruel, tough business. And they dish it out. We'll see how well they take it. Only very rarely will I sit in front of this camera and rejudge a class. But when the occasion calls for it, as the judge says, it's one man's opinion. You've just seen mine and the crowd's. Now, I think Chris and Reddy deserve to be shown in their normal habitat of performance and the way they normally go. So put Chris and Reddy winning the championship at CARES. Since most of you have seen it before, take a quick look and get on the telephone. And this has been a shocking part of the show. I'm going to get TNT ready and some others later. We had some wonderful high moments. It's as they often say in regard to sports, the joy of victory and the agony of defeat. And the instruction in principle, which I've added to the dimension of sports. Hey, why are you sitting there so silent for? Don't you know that I'm right?
Yes, sir.
Get on the telephone and talk to me. And if you want me to continue showing you the horse show at Devon, you get on the phone and do the work you're supposed to do while the music plays. I expect every phone to get busy as you talk to me now. So talk to me. Go on telephone. Now, I want to make sure I beat this nail down until it's clenched properly. I do not believe, the stands appeared not to believe, and just a lot of horse people I talk to do not believe that a work-off was needed in that class. But you only call for a work-off when it is so close you cannot determine between the ones that are in the work-off. So you send them out again to try to sort them out. That means they're so close that it'll boil down to very narrow subjective differences between the horses. All I'm saying is that when it was that close, a little compassion toward encouraging what every rider faces. Get up and go for it when you've been knocked down would have made a contribution to the industry. It's the kind of tough decisions that Supreme Court justices have to make when they decide that the good of the nation is more important than putting one Miranda behind bars down in a little town in Arizona. I say that principle only if it was close. I don't even think it was close. I'm getting used to the fact that if we win, we have to win twice. And sometimes, if you go out to win, you're going to use the horse's energy up in the first go. If you have a good enough horse that you think if you give it all you got, you can win, and you really go for it, you may have so tired the horse that in a work-off, you haven't got as much going. And there are others who don't go as hard and actually get surprised that they get called for a work-off and they've got some energy. Those are the way the cards fall, and it's expected in the business. But in this case, we have a unique case of maybe one of the worst falls that ever occurred at the Devon Horse Show, and it's been there since 1896. And it was so close that the judge himself admitted it was close by calling for a work-off. A little compassion would have been in order. That's all I'm saying. And that principle is right. I know it's right. But I'm saying it wasn't even that close. So how much more the principle should have been served? That is telling you that we love the horses and can show them at the ranch, but it's a side to the business I haven't told you. You may think, because we show winning and all that goes into it, you may think this is all a party. I'm out to prove something. You have a pastor that doesn't ask you to put him on some monastery mount away from the world so he can come out of that little eagle's nest of spiritual purity and step before you on Sunday morning in priestly robes of having been in a vacuum pack for a week. And now I can give you the pure word of God, unfiltered by the reality of life. I'm telling you that it's been very tough for us to get where we are in the horse business. I've gone there because of my love of the horse and my commitment to excellence and the building of a team around me. But we don't get anything easy. And it's harder now. Our horses have to win twice. And all I'm really saying to you is that's what I'm trying to tell you a Christian's supposed to do. We're salt in the earth. I'm not out parading my righteousness. If you had heard me fumigate in my room, probably you would have learned some eloquent new contributions to the King's language. Your pastor doesn't live a sheltered life. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And we're out there facing the same kinds of problems daily that you face, which is why if there's any meaning in the preaching we do, it's because it comes from that kind of life involvement all my life. I've refused to go to an ivory tower and peddle a Christianity that comes from that ivory tower. We're the salt of the earth, and salt preserves by being in the meat and keeping it from rotting. And basically, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, when judges can't judge the horse and judge the exhibitor, I'm the kind of saltiness that's going to keep it from rotting. Now, judges get mad. Well, it comes with the territory, friend. Any judge that doesn't expect to be cussed out shouldn't take his paycheck for being a judge. They want me to buy horses from them and smile while they beat my horses when I know they didn't beat them. Up there, yippity-yap with a bulldozer. I mean, that's my attitude. I expect to win every time I go out, and most judges are stupid and blind. That's my normal frame of mind. Then sanity takes over, and I understand there are a lot of other people out there that have horses they love too, that think the judge is equally stupid and blind when he chooses my horse. That goes with the territory. That's just the way it is. I mean, I saw another pin. I saw the judge pin a gimpy horse limping around and another guy with a fine horse lose and saw him turn away from the rail and do some cussing. That goes with the territory, but as always, I'm forever making a point of principle that seems to be lost in the dust of mental midgets' minds. The principle I'm making at this point is the business needs to wake up to what they must do to encourage amateurs and new people to come in the business. And the whole industry better wake up that when an amateur comes in and has an accident and comes out of it and comes back in the ring next time, if they're close, give them a chance. Don't give it to them if they aren't even. But if it's even, don't make them win it twice. But having said that, I'm also illustrating there ain't much compassion. But we're making it anyway. That's what I've been preaching to you. Able to stand alone, lacking nothing. We just take that second place ribbon, mix it with the horse manure, and bury it. And print our own damn ribbon. Go for it.
Yeah.
Now get on a telephone. not believe, I could not believe when it happened, and still, as I look at it, can hardly believe that Chris and Reddy survived that fall without an accident. What you do not see is not the rail that you see above the hedge, but the rail down at the hedge level just completely broke loose. That was the breaking sound that made me think that either Reddy had broke his neck or broke his leg or Chris's head had hit the rail. And there was a wire in the bush that Reddy got tangled up in that caused him to trip and roll back into the ring. I still do not know how they escaped, except that God protected. Having done all, I really believe the promise, and I preach it, that having done all, therefore stand. And God will enter in to work his protective will. In this case, he chose to spare, and I think a lot of people could sense the shock when you saw it. That's pretty shocking. Paul, there's a voice of faith in here that was sitting there watching it in Devon that night. Phillips Ranch, we're enjoying the horse show and your explanation of the event. We feel we have some support in this from buying the lithos. That's correct. I want you to feel that way. I keep trying to tell you that. I mean, I don't own the Lakers, but I'm glad they won, and I feel like it's our team going in the playoff now. And you have a right to feel like these are your team of horses. Love Christine's courage, and the horses were just great. Los Angeles, I'm glad you said it, Doc. I always believe in calling a spade a spade. Arlington, Texas, I want to encourage my pastor. I've been in the church 20 years, and I've never heard giving taught the way you teach it. Now, I preached again this morning in the series on giving, and as we play and replay the messages, that'll be all the teaching you need for the week. I ought to be able to show you some of these things, and then when the music starts, you ought to be able to respond to the teaching. You know what the goal is. We're looking for 300 people giving $300 by Sunday. We're looking for all the rest of you giving whatever it is the Spirit prompts you to give, and the goal is $300,000 for the week. Only from those that I teach. Period. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Then why don't you work when the music plays? You've seen Chris win this championship with Reddy before. Malibu, California. I'm another horse rider sitting here with a broken ankle from a horse fall. I'd just like to say I really agree with what you were saying. That's the point. Simple-minded people will figure out that I'm complaining about a call. Well, there's a couple others I could complain about. I mean, I'll show you one where our horse, I think, clearly won it in the first go and gave all it had. But the judge made it win it twice, and it didn't have enough to win it twice. And the other horse clearly won it in the workoff. Well, not clearly, barely won it in the workoff. But I'm not complaining about that. That's just the way the business goes. Stanley County got beat in the open qualifier by the judge. I don't think he should have been beat. But again, that's a matter of opinion. And we just regrouped and came back and won the championship. Irish Lace was the star of the show and went out twice and won it going away. But there were some other fine horses, particularly one black stallion horse that could just as easily have won it. And I'm horseman enough to know it could have gone the other way in that case. We lucked out. That is not the subject I'm talking about. The subject is admiring courage and having compassion and not giving something somebody hasn't earned, but when it's so close you can't decide. And there's another championship stake for the same horses to come and fight it out in the same show. Then a little compassion would be in order.